We're going to spend the next few minutes remembering one of the more than 400,000 people in the U.S. killed by COVID-19, the Reverend John Wilkins of Memphis. NPR's Christopher Intagliata has this remembrance.
The Reverend John Wilkins spent more than three decades preaching at Hunter's Chapel, just south of Memphis. He worked for the city in the Parks Department, and he had a lot of extracurriculars.
He trained dogs. He had horses. He would win horse competitions. And my father also, I think this is before we were born, my father was a boxer. He was a championship boxer.
He was in a motorcycle club, the King Riders, where they gave him the title, the Biker's Preacher.
He loved life, and he lived it to the fullest.
Those are his daughters, Tawana Cunningham, Joyce Jones, and Tangela Longstreet. And if all that didn't keep him busy enough, there was the music. Wilkins played professionally in the studio and on the road, and in church, too.
I mean, go with me to that down home church.
In many ways, John Wilkins took after his father, the Reverend Robert Wilkins, who also played the blues.
Out of Parkinson, left home by himself, home by himself.
But around midlife, the senior Wilkins stopped playing clubs and brought his music into the church.
He kept playing the same musical style, but just changed the lyrics to be gospel and church-oriented.
Amos Harvey was the junior Wilkins' tour manager, bandmate, and friend. He says, along with music and the church, family was a cornerstone for the Wilkins, too.
Reverend Wilkins Sr., you know, played with his family. He had a family band. And always wanted to include them.
Tawana Cunningham says her dad kept that tradition alive.
I just remember growing up, we would all sing. It didn't matter what family function. It would be a birthday. It could be Thanksgiving. It could be Christmas. It could be the 4th of July.
Her dad invited his daughters into the band, too. They toured together and in 2019 recorded an album. Then in April of last year, the Reverend caught COVID-19. He spent weeks on a ventilator. And though he wasn't conscious, the doctors said he could probably still hear music. So Tangela Longstreet says they got him a stereo and their album.
And we took the CD up there. They played the CD every day. And then we would get on the phone every single day. And we talked to Daddy. And we said, Daddy, we're here. We know what's going on. You're going to be okay. Be a fighter, Daddy. Just fight, fight, fight.
Wilkins spent nearly 2 months in the hospital. After he left, he needed regular dialysis. He couldn't taste food, lost his appetite, and grew thin and weak. Finally, on October 6th, Wilkins died.
I think the moment that I remember when my daddy, when we would perform, there were two songs that my daddy and I would perform together. And one of them was Walk With Me. And my daddy and I, we would sing that together, and I would just be standing right beside him, looking in his eyes.
Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me.
Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me.
I would not have been to half the places in this world if it was not for my dad, the Reverend John Wilkins. He's our hero. He's our king.
Us three girls are going to do our best to keep singing. Going to always try to keep his music alive. Keep it going, because that's what he would want.
That's Joyce Jones, Tawana Cunningham, and Tangela Longstreet, remembering their dad, the Reverend John Wilkins. He was 76. Christopher Intagliata, NPR News.
Walk with me.